Senate Republicans now seek to repeal the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate as part of their tax overhaul bill. Several Senate Republicans said yesterday that including the repeal in tax legislation would allow them to further reduce tax rates without adding more to the federal deficit. This is, though, a reverse course for Republicans who previously thought it would be politically dangerous to add any health care measure to the tax code overhaul. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin is here to go through this tax reform bill. He's chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee and serves on the Foreign Relations and other committees. Senator, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So how do you feel about this provision in the tax bill to kill the Affordable Care Act individual mandate?
Well, I'm totally supportive of it. During the whole budget discussion, I was one of the individuals that wanted us to put reconciliation instructions, give those to the HELP committee so we could actually do the Graham Cassidy, Hallie Johnson health care reform as part of this whole process. That was pretty widely rejected, but now we're bringing elements of health care reform in this as well. So I'm supportive of it. Had we given instructions to the HELP committee, we could have also funded the CSRs, which saves about $194 billion over 10 years to the American taxpayer, because by not funding the CSRs, we're actually spending more money on increased premiums and the advanced premium tax credits. So, you know, part of the problem we have here, Kate, is we have such an incredibly wacky scoring system here with CBO and the Joint Committee on Taxation. It doesn't really reflect reality. But in this case, I think we're going to use this wacky score on the repeal of the individual mandate to hopefully make whatever tax reform we do make it permanent, so it's just not a temporary fix.
Your Republican colleague, Susan Collins of Maine, was quoted in a story saying she's worried that ending the individual mandate could increase health care premiums. Senator, is this a rob Peter to pay Paul situation? What do you think is going to happen to premium costs if that mandate is eliminated?
No, I think the individual mandate is blown way out of proportion, both in terms of this budget impact as well as the impact in terms of how many people actually be carrying insurance. You know, the vast majority of people that are paying the penalty right now are low-income Americans. They just simply have been priced out of Obamacare if they're working. Now, if they stop working, they can get pretty much free health care because they have no income and you get the federal subsidy. So the faulty architecture of Obamacare is harming real people. Individual mandate, I think, is doing very little in terms of affecting things one way or the other. So I'm happy to just kill it off. It's an assault to our freedom. And again, had we done what I was suggesting and include instructions under this budget reconciliation process for health care reform, we could have rolled in the Graham Cassidy, Hallie Johnson block grants subsidies to states, which would have been a better idea, and we could have also funded the CSRs, which certainly would have helped reduce premiums.
Well, let's move on and combing through this bill. The corporate tax rate would be reduced from 35% to 20% under the Senate plan, but not until 2019. What is behind the delay?
The arithmetic exercise, doing tax reform this way.
Through this arithmetic exercise, please.
Well, again, we had to come to a compromise in terms of how much static loss we were willing to pass in our budget reconciliation, and the compromise was made at $1.5 trillion. I think that was actually too low because it's restraining in what we can do in terms of enacting the type of reform that will really hypercharge our economy and make it realize its full potential. So we're constrained by the $1.5 trillion level, so they've just run out of money doing their arithmetic exercise. And as a result, I don't think we're going to be able to pass kind of tax reform that really will get the full benefit in terms of economic growth.
Well, with your business background, let's look into the detail about the corporate tax that's being sorted out. Has to do with who actually pays the tax. Is it the owners, employees, or the consumers? Explain what's happening now and what your proposal is putting forth to change this.
Well, it is a legitimate economic debate in terms of C corporations, the big ones. You know, who really pays that corporate tax? Is it the shareholders? Is it the consumers in higher prices or employees in lower wages and benefits? And probably the truth is it's probably spread out among those three groups. You know, my suggestion would be let's make the owners pay. You know, it'd be a true Warren Buffett tax. And by the way, more than 80% of American businesses have their business income taxed exactly like that. The owners pay. It's actually, if you include every form of business, it's about 96% of businesses have the income, their income taxed at the ownership level using individual progressive tax rates. I think it's a more rational tax system. It's one I've been promoting for months. The tax writing committees have not adopted it. They're going a different path. And the result of going a different path, by the way, is running into this arithmetic problem they've got and a real disparity in terms of how much of the tax relief benefit is going to the big corporations, the 4% of the C corps, versus pass-through entities, subchapter S LLCs that I think many would argue are truly the engine of innovation, economic growth, job creation in our economy. So that's been my big concern. I'm voicing that concern. I'm trying to do everything I can to make whatever is passed a better product.
Well, as the Senate Finance Committee is working on its version, there's also work in the House Ways and Means Committee. It seems as if both bills have some pretty stark differences, not on the same page with the proposals. Will this get to the president's desk by Christmas, like he asked?
I'm not going to make any predictions. I think in the end we will have a successful result because it's just incredibly important. I think most Republicans agree that the primary goal of our effort here is to grow our economy, make sure that American businesses are competitive globally, which they are not now. And that's just a table stakes issue. So we have to get the American businesses competitive. And again, my problem is I want to make sure that domestic businesses maintain their competitive position, their competitive balance between C corps and pass-through entities. And right now, in neither bill, either the House or the Senate, is that balance maintained. And that's what I'm fighting for right now.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, your colleague, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, said the tax bill is a lose-lose for Republicans. They lose if they pass it. They lose if they don't pass it. Are you in a tough spot?
Well, I'm not going to listen to exactly how, you know, what Senator Schumer is going to say in terms of what we're trying to do here. I'm just completely focused on what's best for Americans, Wisconsinites, and that's all about economic growth, making sure the American economy realizes its full potential. So, yeah, I'm just going to keep my nose to grindstone. I'll leave Senator Schumer to be the political pundit here.
While we have you, we want to get your quick thoughts on a couple other issues. A number of Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, Governor Scott Walker as well, have called for Roy Moore to quit his U.S. Senate bid in Alabama after a fifth woman accused him of sexual misconduct. What are you calling on Roy Moore to do at this moment?
Yeah, he absolutely should stand aside. And I think the dilemma right now is Alabama voters really do not want to vote for a Democrat senator. I mean, it's a very red, very Republican state. And so it's, you know, how can you, within the rules and the laws, how can you create the process so that Alabama voters actually get a Republican senator rather than have to settle for one that they're really not looking for? So, no, I mean, Judge Moore should resign. If he had true integrity, he would realize this is just an impossible election for him at this point in time. And again, the allegations certainly seem credible from my standpoint, which would disqualify him for running and disqualify him for serving the United States Senate from my standpoint.
What are Republicans talking about if he does choose to step aside?
Well, there is serious discussion about a writing candidate. There's a number of potential options. I'm really not it's above my pay grade, but what I want to see is I definitely want to see Alabama voters get the Republican senator that they really are looking for.
You serve on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which is reviewing for the first time in more than four decades the president's authority to launch nuclear weapons. Do you support any new legislation to change the president's nuclear authority?
Based on the hearing we had yesterday, I would say that's not necessary. I certainly
What in the hearing yesterday makes you think that?
We have, and again, some of the stuff is not unclassified, so we have to be very careful in how we discuss these things. But there are robust procedures in place that really prevent I think, an unwise launch of nuclear weapons, and there are plenty of fail-safes in that process. There's plenty of human intervention. There's nothing that could ever be done automatically. There's multiple steps of human intervention in this process, and I just don't see how you could design a better system. This has been thought through. This has been honed over decades, and certainly I thought the hearing was incredibly interesting, and I was provided a fair amount of comfort that there's a large amount of human intervention, and it's not necessarily up to one person in most situations.
Senator Johnson, thank you so much for joining us.
Have a great day.
You too. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is a Republican from Wisconsin. He's the chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. He serves on the Foreign Relations and other committees. And we'll be returning for more discussion on Capitol Hill. Get your insights as well at 800-642-1234. Attorney General Jeff Sessions in testimony yesterday. What are your thoughts? We'll get them after this news update. Stay with us.